things money can't buy. Clyde Pilkington here. Our society, as with many throughout the world and across the span of time, places great emphasis upon the power and security of money. But there are a lot of things that money can't buy. Paul tells us that we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. Also, that they who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a trap, and to many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. He therefore reminds us not to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Among our greatest possessions are those we can't even hold in our hands. Money can't buy you true love, peace, happiness, joy, or security. With the backdrop of such capitalistic success that our society has known, and in the face of such unsettled financial stability, we need to look beyond the mere excesses of materialism and cast our eyes on those things which are of true and lasting value, those things which are outside the realm of checkbooks and portfolios. Take Calvary, for example. How much would Christ's work there have cost? How much would it have cost to buy the love of God? How much would it have taken to acquire righteousness? How much to obtain stock to be a joint heir or a co-possessor with the Son of God? In a world of make-believe, don't get discouraged by the vanity of vapor and shadows. They are all so temporary. Keep your eyes on the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.